Update: Amritpal Singh Doo is refuting Monday's announcement that he is backing David Eby and the BCNDP, saying the statement was not written by him and released without his approval. Read that story here. Original story below. BC United candidate Amritpal Singh Doo has withdrawn from this fall's provincial election and endorsed BCNDP incumbent Ravi Kalon's bid for re-election in Delta North. The status of Doe's candidacy has been up in the air since BC United Party, formerly BC Liberal Party, leader Kevin Falcon announced on August 28 that he was suspending the party's election campaign and throwing his support behind John Rusted and the Conservative Party of BC, in the hopes of avoiding a vote split that could hand the election to the BCNDP. BC United partially reversed course 10 days later, saying it would run a select number of candidates in order to keep the party name alive. The question of whether Doe would run as an independent, take the place of the already announced Conservative candidate, or drop out the race was answered Monday, September 9, when the NDP announced Doe's support for the party and for Kalon to serve a third term as MLA in Delta North. In a statement released by the NDP Monday morning, Doe said his decision came down to a question of values. I have been a BC Liberal for many years. I believe in bold and pragmatic action to make life better. I believe in a society where everyone is welcome and where the government takes action to tackle tough challenges and make life better. Of the candidates remaining in this race, there is only one that matches those values, Doe said, adding the election is now a choice between Rusted and BCNPD leader David Eby. John Rusted has promised to cut $4.1 billion from our healthcare, and many of his candidates have extreme views. That's a risk to people in North Delta, one that my neighbors and I can't afford, he said. I can't get behind that. This time, I support Ravi Kalon, David Eby and the BCNDP team. Dort said he will continue to work with Kalon to ensure the betterment of North Delta. Improving our community has and will always be my priority, and I will continue to work for the people of North Delta, he said. Kalon said he wholeheartedly appreciates Doe's endorsement, noting that while they may not agree on everything, they do share the opinion that Rusted and his candidates' extreme views and proposed cuts to healthcare are a risk to the well-being of people in North Delta and across the province. If you're a former BC Liberal who's feeling abandoned, and if you don't like what you're seeing come from Rusted and his party, if you want to build hospitals and homes instead of canceling them, then you have a champion of the things that matter most to you, David Eby. We're stronger together, Kalon said in a party press release. With Doe out of the race, only three candidates remain to vie for North Delta's seat in the legislature: Kalon, Conservative Party of BC hopeful Raj Voli, and Mankush Khan with the Freedom Party of BC. All three are registered candidates with Elections BC. To date, no one else has stepped forward to run in Delta North. Candidate nominations with Elections BC close at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September 28. Meanwhile, BC United MLA Ian Paton announced last week he would now be running for re-election in Delta South under the BC Conservative banner. Until that day, September 3, the Conservatives did not have a candidate running in the riding. The only opposition to Paton's re-election bid is transportation advocate Jason McCormick, running with the BCNDP. Voting day is on Saturday, October 19. See also, BC United to run some candidates in order to keep future options alive.